From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nepal's earthquake death toll approaches 7,400. The Nepalese government says the death toll from the April 25th earthquake has risen to nearly 7,400 after 100 people, including several foreigners, were found dead from an avalanche near a popular trekking route about 60 kilometers north of Kathmandu. U.S. helicopters are supporting international relief operations, airlifting supplies to remote communities. Bill Berger is with the U.S. Agency for International Development.
It's going to be very difficult. It's difficult in the best of times in Nepal. Every year it's a mountainous country. Every year parts of the country get cut off. But if we can move our air assets out and get the supplies that we have out quickly, we can get people provisioned before the onset of the monsoon.
Nepal's Home Ministry Secretary said the U.S. aircraft would also airlift victims out of remote areas that suffered some of the worst damage. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Nairobi, Kenya, Monday announced $45 million in new aid to assist the country and the U.N. High Commission for Refugees with the care of hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees escaping the fighting in their country.
This funding is part of our effort to maintain our longstanding commitment and Kenya's longstanding commitment to be able to provide haven to refugees. What this money will mean is better schools. It means access to health clinics. It means safer housing and clean water to drink. And it will benefit not only refugees, but also particularly the Kenyan communities who graciously act as hosts.
Mr. Kerry also criticized South Sudan's leaders for squandering the promise of the world's newest nation and backed up his call with funding for a hybrid court of justice to hold those responsible for the nation's violence to account. This is VOA News. The waves of migrants risking the Mediterranean journey for Europe continues. Italian officials are struggling to find ways to care for nearly 7,000 new refugees rescued at sea over 3 days ending Monday. Carlotta Sami is a spokesperson for the UN High Commission for Refugees.
Of course, it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle, in particular when so many people arrive in 1 day or 2 days. We are speaking about almost 7,000 people in a weekend. So the system is, of course, under pressure.
Authorities say at least 10 migrants drowned in the past few days following a series of shipwrecks that killed hundreds. European leaders last month agreed to strengthen the EU presence at sea. Israel's government Monday pledged to crack down on racism and discrimination against Ethiopian Jews. The pledge followed protests involving hundreds of Ethiopians in Tel Aviv Sunday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met an Israeli soldier from Ethiopia whose beating at the hands of police sparked the protests. Mr. Netanyahu called him an exemplary soldier, one who sets an example for others because of his call for an end to the violence. He said the beating of the soldier is unacceptable and must be corrected. Nigeria's military Monday said troops killed nearly 30 suspected militants during a weekend operation in Central Plateau State, following the killing and mutilation of 6 soldiers. The army denies firing indiscriminately on civilians, but one local ruler says as many as 80 people, including women and children, were killed by the soldiers. Plateau State is in Nigeria's so-called Middle Belt, where the mainly Christian South meets the majority Muslim North. The area has been plagued by sectarian violence in recent years, although there are concerns the Islamist militant group Boko Haram has been involved in some of those attacks. Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé was sworn in Monday to a third 5-year term following contested April 25th elections, securing his family's rule of the tiny West African country to 48 years. Opposition candidate Jean-Pierre Fabre, who came in second, denounced the election as fraudulent but said he would not contest the result. The country's highest court Sunday ratified that election result. Afghan officials have confirmed at least 16 soldiers are dead, more than a dozen wounded, following a Taliban attack in a northeastern border region. An unspecified number of soldiers are missing after the assault late Sunday in the remote Badakhshan province. The Taliban insurgents reportedly seized weapons, several tanks, and vehicles. Early Monday, at least 2 civilians were killed and 20 others were wounded by a suicide bomber in the capital, Kabul. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for both attacks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.